couple just so the Eshet Zach says in the side of the side of Chana, I was just learning Daf Yomi. I'm a little bit ahead, and so it was, it's always enjoyable when you learn Daf Yomi and the Yonah Diyema pops in, which happens often enough. Gemara discusses about Hashachar. Gemara says that Ayel Hashachar is referring to Purim, the Nes of Purim. So Nes of Purim was the Gemara says Seif Kol Anisim. That's what Gemara says. What's Pshat Seif Kol Anisim? It's like a cloudy day, and like the sun comes through the cracks. So he says that's like Be'etem, the Teva covers everything, and you just see the Hashkacha shining through in certain places. So Gemara says that Chanukah, that Purim is Seif Kol Anisim. In fact, the Gemara Chanukah is Seif Kol Anisim, not Purim. So Gemara says that in a Chanami, Chanukah is Seif Kol Anisim. But Purim, when it says that Purim is Seif Kol Anisim, means of Nisim Shenitim Li Kasef, right? Purim, there's a Megillah about Chanukah. There's no Megillah in Kisri HaKadosh. Barely a Shnayis about it that I mentioned. It's mentioned Derech Agav. It's mentioned Derech Agav in Mishnah. But and Gemara is a couple of lines over there, and whatever. That's the Nakuda is that was the Klar Mufurish Gemara, beginning of Perak Amar Lema Mamayna in Yuma, that Chanukah is Seif Kol Anisim. What's the side of Seif Kol Anisim? What's main does it that Chanukah is Seif Kol Anisim? Pshat is it's Chanukah is the Yontif of Golos. That's the Klar Zach. What's Pshat Chanukah is the Yontif of Golos? Chanukah is the only Yontif that's in the winter. And winter is Emunas Chabal Leilis. And Mincha is in the winter is Laila. It's Laila because it's the longest line. The nights are the longest, and also because it's the downtime of the year. That's what winter is. And Lamaisa, it's Shteita in this parasha. It says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when Yaakov was going down to Mitzrayim. So it says that Yaakov, when he went out to Mitzrayim, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him when he was said, don't worry Yaakov, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to stay with you. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in Maris HaLaila. It's the only place ever that it says that someone got a Nevuah, and it mentions the Zman of the Nevuah, the Maris HaLaila. What's the Pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yaakov in Maris HaLaila. So it's far right in the Mashchachim is Marik about the Inyan that Yaakov Avinu over here, this was the Nevuah of Golos. This is the Nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, listen, I'll take care of you, even though you're going down to Mitzrayim, and it's going to be a Shver Matziv, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Ashkocha Protis, and Hashem is going to be watching out for you, even though it's going to only be Bebchimas Meitzitz Menacharakim, but Lomaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be keeping his eye out for you. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show Yaakov Avinu when he came to Bemaris HaLaila. Maris HaLaila is that even in the night, when Hashkoch is not so clear, not so evident, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to show himself and show that he's around and is able to keep an eye on Klal Yisrael. That's the side also of Chanukah. The Or of Chanukah is Pshat, that it's the Maris HaLaila, that it's supposed to light up the night and it's supposed to devise the Hashkoch that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to be Hanaspleif and Nisi even in the Matzav of Golos. So Chanukah is the last one because Chanukah is the hakdama to all the different to the kiyum of Klal Yisrael and Golos. We have to look back to Chanukah, which Chanukah we know was an ace. The Ikvi Karon was an ace. The Nes of Melchama Chal Pachas was an ace that was the Bait and Teva, and the Nes of the Melchama was an ace for kiyum of Klal Yisrael, life in Ruchni and life in Gashmi. So Mela, we look back at Chanukah and we say, if Chanukah is the yontif that we celebrate the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, even in the matzav of Laila, even in the matzav of Golos. And that's why Chanukah is called the Seif Kol Anisim. But every year Chanukah, I try to find Melus Yeshua and Shver Minug that people are. Go ahead and do on Chanukah what the minhag that people do. So is that we find that a lot of that you didn't give presents on Chanukah. Everyone, you gave presents to your kid. They cared. They were teveya. So some people give presents to their kid. They get presents for their parents. They get presents. They give presents to that person, the other person. So Mois Chanukah, Chanukah gel could be is already brought that there's a yonim to bring Chanukah, to give Chanukah geld after all the Rebbe's Farshetzach, to give Chanukah geld on Chanukah. There's a yonim after Chanukah geld, but Matanis, people used to scream and be meicha against the Nesinas Matanis on Chanukah. That someone told me that Rapam used to say, or Rimmer told me that Rapam used to say that to give presents the day before Chanukah and the day after Chanukah, not on Chanukah. That's what Rapam used to tell me that, because he said that it's mistaver that the Chanukah, that which people give presents on Chanukah was nishtarv from the, is not mekayir in good zachah, but rather it came from the goyim, because bederek klal Chanukah falls out in the season of giving, and in the season of giving the Chanukah, right, Chanukah falls out usually this year it's a little bit earlier, but bederek klal falls out in that time of year. At least, you know, the shopping season has started, that's for sure. But so Lamaisa, people give presents because they got it from the goyim. The goyim give presents now, so they made it a zach that you didn't give presents also. Lamaisa, it's hard to know when the minhag of the goyim started to give presents. The yontif that the goyim celebrate now is an ancient yontif. This is a yontif that's existed since the second year that the world has been around. Already this yontif has been celebrated through different gulgulim, but the etzem zman, the etzem yontif, has was right since the second year that Adam Rishon realized that, thought the world was coming with Tayyub Avo, because he saw Cheshach getting longer and longer and longer, until one day he woke up and he saw, okay, things stopped and it started getting lighter and lighter and lighter. He saw Minhag Olamu. So the next year he celebrated Yontif Shivyam Lifniat Kufa and Shivyam Laachar Tkufa. And since then, Goyim have celebrated the Yontif. Shivyam Marna Vedazar, Shivyam of Nekum, Shivyam Latkuf, Avada.
December is the 25th.
Avada. That Shivyam of Nekum, that Shivyam of
Nekum.
Right, but December 20th, official, whatever, but that's where the Yantiv came from, and that's the Yidim Shalakum, Acher Yidim Shalakum. The Marna Vedazar says Satar Nura, that was the Yantiv that, and it says, Hey, who kivein Lashim Shemayim? Fein kivnu Lashim Avedazar, the Gemara says. That Yantiv has been existing since then. So everyone knows that, you know, you can't have religion without Yom Tovim, because without Yom Tovim the people have nothing to look forward to. So, you know, it gives a chiyus to have Yom Tovim. So when Christianity came into the world, so they just adopted that Yom Tov, and instead of making it like, you know, that for whatever L'shem Aved Azara, like all the guys you celebrate until then, they just gave it their religious undertones, and that's until now. That's Yom basically, right? 7 days, right? 7 days of think of 7 days, whatever it is. That's from December 25th to July to January 1st is 7 days, and then whatever. Anyway, so there's that's the makar for this thing. So could be that this holiday was celebrated since then, and the goyim always used to give presents. But Lamaisa, the Shalos HaChanukah got involved with this. So I wanted to try to be matzdik the minhag olam. Maybe it's a little bit. I want to tie two ways to be masked in minhag olam and to give presents. What's the vault? The vault is that what's the Yisrael of Chanukah? Yisrael of Chanukah is the hoydus l'haul l'shulchado. Yisrael of haul of Chanukah is the vart of hoydaya. The vart is it's sometimes hard to shtel tzu to hoydosh of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard to relate to Hashem. So we have to do pu'ulas that are ma'orer the midah of haidah. So the leila, that's the pshat why we give a present. What are you supposed to do what are you supposed to say when you get a present?
Thank you.
Thank you. So the pshat is that we're supposed to be ma'orer on the midah of haidah within us, in order that we should come to say to shvach haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we understand that the pshat is that this is something that we have to do, that we have to be maida, that we have to be maida to people that are native to us, so maybe we'll come to be maida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also for the hatava that he does for us. That's the reason why people give presents after on Chanukah, in order to be ma'ir zayin the midah of hakaras atayv. That's ain't zach. Well, maybe a different also nachan nekuda is that the midah is achkegin the midah of Yovan. One of the main midahs that the Yovan stood for was Tacharos. Tacharos is competition. We know that the Yovan was the originator of the world of sports and the Olympics, v'chulu, and Shem Chazal, that Tacharos is a sign of a world that has not reached perfection. It says that, what's the difference between Eilam Hazeh, Eilam Habah, Gemara and Bracha says, it's also possible by the Rambam, but he talks about the difference between Eilam Hazeh and Yemais HaMashiach. It says, Eilam Hazeh is Yesh Be'Sina, Yesh Be'Kina, Yesh Be'Tacharos. There's hatred, there's jealousy, and there's competition. Eilam Habah says, Yesh Be'Sadiq, about your same for Hashem, there's not going to be Sina, there's not going to be Kina, there's not going to be Tacharos. What's the Yisrael of Tacharos? What's Tachros? Tachros together with the Midas HaNitzochen, huh?
What does the Sharm say? That your person sees his friend in a higher level and isn't going to kind of have Kinnah on that.
It's Kinnah kind of safe from Tarbah Chachma. That's good. That's Gemara.
I'm seeing it in Shemayim.
He's going to have
that. Yeah, what?
You have to move on.
That's already, whatever, but... But Lamaisa, as I say in Gemara, as I pass in the Rambam, that's the main difference between Yael Mazeh and Yemais HaMashiach. So you say the Tachros is that competition, the drive to compete is to prove that I'm better than you. That's the yisoid of competition. That I'm better. I'm able to win you. I'm able to. Besides, Midas HaNetzachim, but that's the yisoid. The yisoid of competition is that yisoid. That's Afkegin. The midah of shalom. Shalom is to create av of yachva, to create hiskarvus, and a tacharos is to create pirud. That we're different, and I'm stronger, better, and more successful than you. That's the side of tacharos. And shein gemara, hanisim atonu latinek, gemara in beitza, gemara in shabbos, hanisim atonu latinek, certainly deal the imay. Says if you want to give a matana to a child, you have to let the mother know that you gave the matana to the child. Says you don't know who the mother is, so you put a little chocolate around the kid's mouth, and the mother will say who gave you that, who gave you a thing, and who gave you a piece of a present. He'll say, oh, it was plenty. So Rashi says, what's the idea behind this whole thing? So Rashi says, because when the mother finds out that you were mated with her child, it says it's marba. It's marba shol va'achva and call yourself. So you say Rashi, because people feel you get a good feeling when someone was made to your kid. That's why I always say that who's the most popular person in shul? Mm-hmm. It's not the Rav, it's not the Gabbai, it's the candy man. The father likes him, the mother even likes him, and for sure the kids like him. So you know that what's the pshat? It's kavayt on the gemara. The pshat is that when you're made with someone's kid, then the parents like you also. And that's a good way of creating, of fostering Ava and Shalom. So the Pshat is, that's the reason why also maybe we give Matanos on Chanukah, in order to foster Shalom in Odom L'Chaveri, and to go ahead and create a Skarvos, to go Afkeg in the middle of Yovan of Tacharos. Yeah, sure. That's what I want to say. It's time I want the interessante Maisa. The interessante Maisa I heard that's connected to this is that... One of my friends one time told me that his mashgiach told him said over that he said what's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the musig of sports. He says you look around the world. He says the oilam is lohut. They run after sports. You know, you can't. You know, you call someone on Sunday afternoon in America. He says you can't. They won't even talk to you. These days, you can talk to someone on Sunday afternoon in America. These days, it's not shaykh to talk to someone. It says not only in America then with all the different things. What?
Till Tuesday.
Till Tuesday, yeah. Until they work things out. Till Monday night. Yeah. It's not shaykh to talk to people. What's that? Hey. He says what's the vault? So he wants to tie that the pshat is that it's a mamish a massive chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the etzem. If the goyim wouldn't be involved in sports, they'd be busy with Klal Yisrael. They're busy enough with Klal Yisrael as it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesiach Daitam from Klal Yisrael by having them be busy with more important things. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to make it to Klal Yisrael, goes ahead and created the business, which is the sports business. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He made it to Klal Yisrael. Mm-hmm. The problem is, I don't remember, someone from Tarif Das. Huh? It wasn't him. So the pshat is that so he wants the taina that Klal Yisrael missed the boat, and you have all these people in Klal Yisrael that are Lord Achari sports also. No, they're into it also. Since he said he wants the taina that's mamish the Cher HaMeraglim. What was Cher HaMeraglim? Eretz Yechel Sishvehi. Maraglim came out back from Eretz Yisrael. What did they say? They said that in that place everyone's dying. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chashav HaLataiva, that they should be busy with burying people. And what did they say? They went and they said that it's bad. That's what happened over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and made the guy busy with it. What did the Yidden do? They're busy with it also. So the pshat is that, you know, sometimes in the Choshech of Golos, we don't realize the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yisoid. So that's the Yisoid of Chanukah also. Yisoid of Chanukah is to try to come to the realization of the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the matzav of tremendous Hester.
So they never had a full Hanish again. There's a
movie
in Brooklyn. Yeah. Hanish's finger
opened in that national anthem.
And a
menorah
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be a little happy.
Is it
a band, like a choir thing?
Which game?
Brooklyn Anthem.
Serious? The Nets.
Nets,
New Jersey. Wow, you think that Mila Shem Milay, Chashunom, or Chavi, or Shevi Nachas?
They moved right off from Edinburgh.
Yeah. Already a couple of years ago, right?
I didn't
know this. Baruch Hashem.
They started in Mecca.
They just started in
Mecca.
No, 30 years.
What did they give out? What did they give out? Zayl. They gave out a Pach Shemen. All right, fine. Shite. That's what I have to say about Hanukkah. So this week.
What about the southern
hemisphere?
I didn't travel to Israel. Yeah, but the
couple problems.
You have to
do the way
it's
right.
They say Brazil. Right, no, that's Arthur Nair Stoffic. If you live in Australia, yeah. It's called
the Sea Street
Upside Down.
The tour, that's the crash of why
Kinnereth the Torah was Nitan, the Etzem, for the Northern Hemisphere. Because Eretz Yisrael is in the Northern Hemisphere, it's not Stam. Because Eretz Yisrael, can be seen to Tisera, like all Torah stams from Maskims, Klar Zach, no? It's not the natural order of things for you to be living in the Southern Hemisphere.
Australia has people.
A lot of places, no? Brazil has more people than Australia, no? Argentina has. Brazil's huge. In Australia, Buenos Aires is not. Buenos Aires is generally in Argentina, there's not millions of Yidden there. Okay. I told the Olam this week to look over Shin Gimel and try to make a Haskal and Shemesh Masel Shemer. So Lamaisa, I wanted to just say a couple of Nakudas over here in Shin Gimel that we didn't cover, and a couple stories that I picked up that I wanted to also say. I just wanted to explain to, and we'll have a Shemesh Masel Shemer. I just wanted to explain to the Olam a little bit about So a new musig in Shemrim, which is very sadistic musig in Shemrim. It's so much in Shemrim, the thing. Wow, you're back pretty good. Very good. I'll speak to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. There's one yisayd I just wanted to explain to the island should understand exactly what's going on. So a big yisayd in Shmira of the Chlal, big yisayd in Chlal in Chayshah Mishpat, but just want to keep explain to them what it means. But let me just go through this over here. There's a couple things. There's a couple halachas that I didn't cover mamish b'iyun with the ilum, but I just want to go right. There's an interesting case. A couple cases that I just wanted to discuss. I saw what's going on over here. Remember last week we discussed the halach of aveda ba'ainis. I saw psak from Yoshev Atayv. That's one of the bati dinim Yoshev Atayv. I think it now moved to Ruchayv Hatzvi. They had a maisa with a guy that was watching money for someone else, and he put the money in the freezer together with all his frozen chicken. And someone, one of the bnei bayis, opened up the freezer, and the chickens didn't smell good, so he took all the chickens and threw them into the garbage together with the money. I don't know, it was in the chicken or in the bags with the chicken or whatever, together with them. He thought that was spoiled, he threw them out. So Shaila is what the halacha is over here. Shem
HaSachar.
But what's have to do with anything? What Shem Shmos Hashem do then? I'm not handling Shem Shmos Hashem. I'm handling whether the Shomer that put it there is Chayiv. Yes or no? Was it the Shem Shmos Hashem? The Shomer didn't give it over to someone else. He put it in a Makom Shomer. Let's assume the freezer is Makom Shomer, which is questionable, I think, nowadays, whether it's Mishomer from Geneva. Some of the houses Mishomer from Geneva. What is that called? What's that called? The person that threw it out, let's say, is an Oynas Gomer. So he's potter mitzad the Maisa Hezit that he did. So what's that called? Mitzad the Shemer, what's it called?
I think it's no less than Sorfen, Fusid Orban.
What is it, an Oynas? Or worse?
No, nobody comes in to steal it. I'm sure chickens are spoiled every day of the week.
Right. So what is this, an Oynas?
It's a Fusid.
You mean to put the power
now? No, I don't know what happened. Whatever. So the shadow is what store the money is. So the money now, it's not shot the money, there was an inus that happened to the money. The money was never, the money was never. Oh. This is a good case, I don't mean the inus. So you want to say that even according to the shitas that are machmer, by Geneva inus, Aveda inus, like excise, you can be mako. So Kuliyam over here, they want to pat there. Aveda Bainus. This is an Aveda Bainus. It's not Aveda. We don't know where the money is. The money was lost by us.
I'm looking at the happening. I think Kuliyam would be Geneva.
No, I'm saying no, it's not Geneva. No. I'm saying even according to the Shita that says Geneva Bainus is Chayev, Aveda Bainus is Potter. So this is an example of an Aveda Bainus. Okay. What else do we have? Mishpat HaTorah of Shpitz, Paskin. A guy rented a car from his friend. Not an official rental, you know, Hamish rental. And the car got stolen. Ma'adin. From locked, shut, someone jimmied the whole thing and stole the car. Chayv Patr. Sacher is a Shem HaSacher. Chayv on Geneva. But it was an Inus because the car was totally shomer. Was it Inus? It's Inus or not? Problem is, the shaila is a secher of a car that has to be Yeshiva Mishamer. Why not?
The guy knows that advance from
doing that. So you're timing the minute for Svara.
He's a Shmuel Meula.
Right, yes, he has to be Shammah.
Yeah, you
could
assume that had you been.
So here's Adonai. So we're going to. We're going to. So 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 we're
going
to. So we're going to. So we're going to. Why? Because you have to be Yeshiv Meshamer, not Yeshiv Meshamer. I, it's an Inus, like you're saying. No, but the part is, if I would have been Yeshiv Meshamer, I could have saved it.
Right.
If I could have been, if I would have been Yeshiv Meshamer, I could have saved it. Right. So he wanted, Shvitz wanted time to be making with the raid that a Seicher, since he's not getting paid to be Yeshiv Meshamer. Remember that story?
Yeah.
He wanted the pater.
Yeah,
we've seen
how
he gave
Inus enjoying it.
No, but I'm not mechuyev to be Yeshiv Meshamer. So the mele,
right?
So the mele becomes an einus.
Where was it?
In front of the house. The word is the gneva of einus. If I'm mechuyev to be Yeshiv Meshamer, it's gneva of einus. It's gneva. If I'm not mechuyev to be Yeshiv Meshamer, it's gneva of einus. I do what I have to do. Finish. Come on. That's the man who makes do the chayev aifis himself. Chay is rice. No,
I think so.
The stolen. So bring a house to bring a car to a makam where there's the good chance it's got stolen. Mamish moedel chabehema, lo makam chayes gonna get ganod and chayes. It's pshia. So I would say. There's another case I wanted to talk about. See the Ramo over here. That's also push this Ramo, but the Ramo over here says. Ramah brings down this case from the Mordechai about the Blake of the Ear. There's a fire raging in the city. No one would be able to save it, then you're to the Inus. He says, well, let's say he saves his own stuff at the expense of the stuff that he was supposed to be watching. So he says, in your Chayiv. You're chayav on the stuff because you could have saved the stuff that you're watching, and you, just because you're an einus machmas kesef shelcha, it doesn't patter you. There are those that argue on this, but that's what the Rama says. There's a case where there's a fire in a guy's back in the guy's garage that was not attached to his house, the guy's garage, and he went out to try to put the fire out, and he got injured while trying to put out the fire. And then the fire caught the house on fire. Then the house caught on fire, and the k'dainis. Then he had k'dainis that belonged to other people. He's a shemer sacher. Got burnt. Shaila what's the halacha over there? What's the Ramah say? Remember, if you try to save your stuff before at the expense of the k'dainis, Ramah's mechayiv. Here he went out to put out the fire in the garage, and before he came, and then he hurt himself. He got burnt, and he wasn't able to do anything anymore. And he wasn't. And then Melissa's house caught on fire and burnt his stuff. So what do you say, Chayv or Pater?
I mean, Pater.
Why?
Because he was trying to help the Inus by taking out the fire.
Well, yeah. So that
he stopped trying to find him and got up and beat him.
You tried calling
the fire department.
If they finally, whatever he did, there wasn't enough shemitah there.
I think it's a
night. Right. So what's the shot? The shot is that whenever someone makes a mistake and he's Mishayer wrong. He thinks that he'll have enough time to do it. And Lamaisa, if something happens and he doesn't have enough time to do it, then it's called an Inus. Like there's a Mogen Avram Bechus Tefila. You know the Mogen Avram Bechus Tefila? Person, if you missed Shmona Esrei, so the Inus, so the Halacha is, you can daven the next time, right, twice. So the question is, what's called an Inus? So if a person is Isaac in something, he does whatever, and he thought that he'll be finished before the Zman Tefillah, and the mice had ended up dragging on too long. So do you have the Inus? That's called a Pshia. So Magadram Paskins, that if you made a mistake in Shir Daitcha, in other words, when you started doing the Malacha, you thought that you were going to have time to do it. The mice had ended up taking longer than you expected, you're called an Inus. So you see that when the person makes a mistake and makes a good cheshbon, and the Lefi the cheshbon that he made, something shouldn't happen, then you can be makel and you can say that it's called an Inus.
What?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But as long as the person made a richt de cheshbon, then there's more to be made on. Okay. What else do we have over here? Okay, basically the site of Shemesh Sachar is the three steps to become Shemesh Sachar, right? You have the three steps to become Shemesh Sachar. That's all the same in the Shulchan Aruch over here. Before it gets into the chiyuvim of Shemesh Sachar is that you have to make a kinyan, you have to have a kabbalah, and you have to have money. So those three things, you become a Shemesh Sachar. Shemesh Sachar, we say, the paskin has to be yeshiv l'shamer. If it's not yeshiv l'shamer, then he's going to be chayiv. And he has to do a shmir mula, yeah? Sorry?
Present.
What about present?
You don't need money.
Who?
You don't need
a even a present, right? Even a present is enough. I saw an interesting case. There was a guy that you know, is a big Baal Chesed. So he was willing to, someone asked him to watch something for him. So he said, yeah, for sure, I'll watch it. And the nice thing, the mafkid, didn't want the achlokas taiva, didn't want the guy to be doing a favor for him. So he said, but I want to pay you for doing it. The guy says, no, I'll do it. I'm willing to do it. I don't want you to pay me. The guy drove him so crazy until he finally took the money. So he took the money so the guy should stop driving crazy. So the shaila is, does he become a Shema Sachar or not? He knows he did a Lutevis Kaveri. Not Lutevis Atzma. Not Taimer.
How many times did they ask him? Over three?
Whatever, yeah, he was pressing.
No, it's going to make a difference.
Why? Because I'll put in Sirut.
Yeah. See, but also the guy said he didn't want to
play. We're not talking about Davin for the moment here.
No, but now he also out for sale. The guy doesn't want to do the sale. He packed three times.
No, you have to. If you don't want to do a sale, someone asks me to stop selling.
Bottom line, you have
money in your pocket. Bottom line, money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Email losses. Bottom line, money in your pocket. It's hard to say. It's hard to say that we have been late for.
They lose it.
What? Yeah, the psak was that you have been a Shema Sachar. It's too bad. Okay. Now,
who did that psak?
I think it's a Friedrich. I think there's a Marshach about it. Marshach, maybe. I'll tell you. I think there's a Milgo Gina's brother. Gina's brother. Yeah. Okay. So fine. That's the story with the Shem of Sachar. We saw all these cases. Yechayev Anganei Aveda, and Yechayev to be in order to save the thing. Yechayev to make some money in order to save the thing. And you have to make sure that you don't, and your chayvet, all the lots of shiur sechbainus we saw over here. Fine, okay, that's our opposition, Shemar Sachar. Okay, now I wanted to move on to Shemar Shemasal Hashemar. So, okay, let me just give you a shtickle, a hakdoma to Shemar Shemasal Hashemar. Shemar Shemasal Hashemar probably is the most involved sugi in Shmir that we're going to be covering for now. And the site over here is that the way the Gemara set up by Shemesh Masel Hashemer is that there's a machlekes. The machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechiel. Rav says Shemesh Masel Hashemer is potter, and Rabbi Yechiel says Shemesh Masel Hashemer is chayv. Rav says you're potter. The fact that Rav says you're potter is not so pashut, right? We don't know for sure if Rav really said that, because the raya that the Gemara wanted to bring there, Rav says you're potter, the Gemara slugs up. Lamaisa, the Gemara says the reason why Rav says you're potter is because Hari Maslul Ben Das. It wasn't a Pshia that I gave it over. I gave it to a responsible person. So why in the world should I be chayev if anything happens to it? That's what Rav said. That's what Abai explains Rav. Rabbi Yechanan says Shemesh Masel Hashemer is chayev under all circumstances. Even if I gave it to someone that's going to do a higher level shmira, still I'm going to be chayev. Why? Two reasons. Well, there's a machlek Abai and Rava. Why? What's the reason why? Well, according to Rabbi Shem, why not machlek Abai and Rava? Abai and Rava. Why? Abai said because inu tzayni shehi hepik tzayni biyaracher. I don't want it to be in the hands of someone else. Taisus explains what's he said of innocentship to be aracher, because when I give it to you, I don't want you to give it over to someone that potentially through giving it over it's going to end up getting lost. In other words, it has to be connected. Taisus explains, but if it eventually gets lost because of the fact that you gave it over, then you're going to be chayiv. Rava doesn't say something else. Rava says that the reason why you're chayiv is push because you can't patur yourself, because the din of I don't trust the Yenner. I only trust you. And you can make a Shavuos Hashem to patur yourself. The Yenner can't make a Shavuos Hashem to patur himself. So the Mele, you're going to be chayv to pay because you have no way to patur yourself. Interesting. It's interesting you say that Rav is saying. Rav is saying that ligdin every Nesiris Pikadin to a Shemer is trusting him that he's going to make a Shavuos. If I trust him with my money, that means I trust him to make a Shavuos Emes also. So if I trust him to make with my money, I trust him to make a shvua. That's only him. Someone else, Esher, not. So the Shemer Shemasul Shemer, the Shemer Sheni that gets it, I don't trust Peshvua, so the Melashiv Sirashini is not going to be able to make Peshvua to pater himself klapi me. That's what Rava says. The Rishayim speak out, there's a grace in Afkamina. What's the grace in Afkamina? If there's an Eden that know what happened, so you don't have to have a Shvua Bechlal, number one. Number two, if the first Shemer knows what happened, the first Shemer sees what happens, he can make a Shvua. So there are two cases why we're according to Rabbi Yubi Potter, while according to Abai Yubi Chai. That's what Taisa says on base. It's compassionate like the Rush. It's also brought like the Shulchan Aruch, like we're going to see. The Rambam, when he brings down the halacha, is a little bit schwer, because the Rambam starts off and he says that he brings up the din of Inu Tzeni Shev Tzeni Biyaracher, and then he brings the din of Amehem Esu Bishwa Yidlo Mehem Levi Yishwa. So the Vart is that there's really two dinim shemer shemasa l'shemer. There's really two dinim shemer shemasa l'shemer. The first thing is that it's usher to give it to another shemer. It has nothing to do with whether you're chayv or potter. Even Abaye, even Rav that says you're potter, holds it's usher to give someone else's thing to a shemer shemi. You don't have permission to go ahead and do it. There's a raya from the Gemara, Taisa, the first Taisa in the Sugya. There's a raya from the Gemara in Gittin to the Sisai. And if I tell someone go and pick something up for me and someone else, ain't shliach leis shliach. What's up, Shah? Because he doesn't want his stuff by someone else in the first Shemishna. So the Gemara says, the Gemara tells us, leis emaris, that you're not allowed to go ahead and borrow something that take something that belongs to give someone that belongs to someone to your friend. Asher to do. There's an issur. Then there's a tzveitazach. Good, it's asher. But if I did it, or you and something happens, or you're part of your chayv. Okay? That's number one. It's aser. Step number two, and that's the sugas hagemar lam vavam and alvam vavam beis vav metzia. Are you chayv or are you pater? Okay, that's pshat. Lechemesh explains in the Rambam. The Rambam starts off in a sinu sheim tenu biyaracher. That's the reason why it's aser to do, not the reason why you're chayv. Abaya learns in a sinu sheim tenu biyaracher is a sibas hamachayv. Rava holds avada of in a sinu sheim tenu biyaracher. That's a siba lesser. The Siva Samachayev is a Nacha Siva. What's the Siva Samachayev? Atmem is Libishvu, Ilom Hemelay Bishvu. What's he said if Atmem is Libishvu, Ilom Hemelay Bishvu? Why is that Machayev mean? So what? So you did make a Shvu. So why therefore am I Chayev? So I can't make a Shvu. Why is that Machayev mean? So let me explain to you. There's two Gemaras B'Shem Rava. There's two different things. This is a very, very big Yisrael when it comes to Shoinrim. And it's the Gea in different places, and here's the first place we're going to come across it. That's the Yisoid of Inya Deim Praticha and Inya Deim Mischayafti. Right? There's two different things. You know what Inya Deim Praticha means? That I know I'm Chayef. I know I borrowed money from you. I don't remember if I paid you back. What's the halacha of Inya Deim Praticha? I know for sure I borrowed money from you, but I don't remember if I paid you back. What's the halacha? You lose Cheskas Chiyuv, and you're Chayef to pay. That's what halacha is. Then there's a different halacha. Eini yedeya, not eini yedeya praticha. Eini yedeya mischayafti. I don't know if I'm chayef at all. There, the halacha is that you're potter. Okay, that's what the Gemara tells. That's the Mufurish Gemara. That's how we paskin. That when there's cheskas chiyav, but if you're safek, you're chayef. If there's no cheskas chiyav, even in bari v'shem bari odif, right? Eini yedeya mischayafti. Right? Says monoli biyachas. Someone says I lent you money. Right, any of them, and he got other guy says, any of them is chayafti. I don't know if you lent me money. I don't remember. Your potter, bari v'shema, we pass in that bari is not adif. We pass in that we go bust the cheskas moment. You can't be mighty moment if someone says unless you have a raya. But any of them is chayafti is going to be potter. The shaila is by shomrim. When I give you a chayfetz to watch. And then I don't know what happened to the chayfetz. What is it? Any yadein is chayafti or any yadein praticha? I took a chayfetz. I'm watching a chayfetz. I have no idea what happened to it. Maybe if she happened, the best cases come up. I'll give you an example. Just push it to me. Mamshich the inyan. The case that to me mamshich the inyan is. Let's say you go. It's sukkah time, and a bunch of people asked me this question over the years. Sukkah's time, you want to go buy a nesrik, right? So you go into the meicher. I did this. I gave this shiur. Remember, this was the one and only webcam. If someone wants to buy. Don't worry about it. Anyway, someone wants to buy a nesrik and has a pitum, right? So he wants to goes to the Rav and he shows it to the Rav. The Rav says, "Yeah, beautiful Eserik." Comes back to the Meicher, opens up the box, and the Pitam is no longer on the Eserik.
Sorry, this all the time.
Huh?
I was Shana Shana checking his straight again.
Yeah.
He gets 2 or 3 a day.
Like that?
Yeah. So as you're giving it to the Rav, it gets broken.
No. I'm not talking about that case. Where as you're giving it to the Rav, it gets broken. You discover it broken. Before or after, it's discovered broken. Then you know what happened.
They don't know either, but they always assume it's their fault.
Whose fault?
The guy who brings it to the Rav, he always assumes it's his fault. It's happened every time.
Even though the rug really broke it?
I took it and I know it's broken, so I must have done it. So how much do you think success would cost?
Ah, they come to the rug and they ask them the shayla. Ah, so what's the rug say?
He just gives a
language
and he
sees.
It looks like 200
shekels. Well, okay. So let me tell you. So what's the halacha over here? So it's totally the shayla. You're a shemer on that esrog, okay? What type of shemer? It's hard to know exactly. Whether you're a shayel or you're a shemer sacher because you're getting hanok because you're planning on buying it. We're not going to get into the sugya of halakeh kinyan be so from the guy and the yeah. We're not going to discuss that the esrog shayla. What exactly over here, shemer? Okay, so now you don't know what happened. You don't know if what happened to it was something that you're chayv on. Okay, let's say you're a shemer sacher. Okay, let's say you're a shemer sacher, or let's say even you're a shayel. Okay, but you don't know why the pitan fell off. You have no mussar why the pitan fell off. No mussar at all. Could be that you banged it into something when you were walking. Could be that Sam was a shmach eser again. You know, through normal handling, the pitan fell off. If that's the case, it's meisvach smulacha, and you'd be potter, right? If through normal handling, a pitan falls off because of shmach, you're potter. Masha enkein. If you did something, it fell, or you dropped it, or you banged into something, you didn't realize you did something to it, whatever it is, you'd be chayv. So it's a suffix, right? So it's any idea. Mamash a case of any idea. What's the halacha? So the question is, what is Shmira? When I take something to watch, is the Chiyuv there already? So it's any idea in Praticha, or the Chiyuv didn't come yet? And it's any idea in Chayav.
Why the Chiyuv didn't come, you're watching it.
No. It's a pshat that or the Chiyuv only comes once the Hesek happens. Because when am I chayv to give? When am I chayv to give back? When, right? You understand what I'm saying? Is it like I borrowed money already, or is it kol echad isa b'rishus the maris? When it gets damaged, so then I'm chayv to pay back for the damage that happened. But the second I take it, so middle at that point, I'm chayv to give back a whole esrog, or no? Really, it's in the rishus of the violin. I have to give back something that belongs to the violin, right? But the chayv is only chal once. That hasn't happened. Very similar. Rav Chanan talks about this. But it's big machlokes rishayim. And what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is by any of that. But I don't know what happened to it. It could be something happened to it that I'm potter on. So if the pshat is any of them praticha, I'm chayv right away the second I take it. There's kilo chiyuv right then. I have to return it. So then the pshat is. That's any of the in Praticha. I don't know if I ever returned it. So maybe you can be chayif. You're chayif for the hesek that happened because you don't know. You can't potter yourself. Masha inkein, if it's pshat that the only chiv is going to be kal b'shach the hesek, so maybe mechtesa hesek happens with al chayiv on, and you're going to be potter. That's the pshat. So since it's a svegin dina, we don't know what the halach is. Machlokes Rishayim and have a look at Shmira. So the mela that halach is going to be there, you're going to be potter.
Not the minigam.
Okay. Now, so I'm just telling you what the halach is. I know what the minigam is. So the pshat is, say some Rishayim, that the reason why Yechayib Hashem Hashemas Lishayimer is because of any of the Empraticha. Really, I'm chayiv right away, the second I get the chayfetz. Elamai, I could patter myself by making sure it's Hashem and saying, no, this happened. Or maybe it's about to happen. But I can't here. Because I don't know what happened to it. I can't make a shvua. So say the Rishayim is in the Praticha. So you're chayiv in the Mela. That's the pshat. That's one mahalach of the Rishayim. What's the pshat in Rav is in Amahamas Vishwa, Yilom Mahamle Vishwa. Because in the Praticha. But if you hold not like that, what's the pshat? So the other Rishayim say that the pshat is, we take Shayne Cholishava and Mishalim. Pshat is, it's a different din. You have a chiyuv to make a shvua. You can't make a shvua, you have to pay. It's a din of mitaych. It's a whole different din. It's a shvua digger din. That if you can't make a shvua because you don't know what happened to the chayfet, you're going to have to pay. And it's a machlekes rishayna exactly how to learn the pshat. We'll have to see what the nafkaminas are. But it's a machlekes chseis and esivas how to learn Rav Shemar Shem Pshat and Rava of Amehem Mislev Shmu Yelom Hem Lev Shmua. And these machlekes chseis and esivas kibshuta is kibayt on this machlekes. What we hold like every case of shmir is every case of shmir when I take it any of the, when something happens a chayf as the chayf is lost. The nekuda is in a day of praticha, but the nekuda is in a day of chayafti. So the tzad is in a day of chayafti. Why am I chay by shemer shemasal shemer? To come to a new time, I'll be teaching yochel yishav and mishalim. That's the pshat. That's not doma to the sugya of shemer shemasal shemer. But we'll go through all the different cases, shemer shemasal shemer, and all the different yishayim, and we'll see exactly how things will work out. Okay, fine. No, let's stop here. Shkoyach.
Martin, don't.